Stay warm and save every day. All in the Kroger app. Get select Post cereal or Kroger peanut butter for $1.49 each with a digital coupon. And we've lowered prices. Save 15% or more on hundreds of items like Thomas Mini Bagels, Campbell's SpaghettiOs, and more. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Ringside Chaos, the professional wrestling discussion segment of the Bear of Texas podcast. The only professional wrestling podcast in the world where pro wrestling is discussed passionately, with confidence, with great knowledge, and most of all, in the most sophisticated way. So brace yourselves, ladies and gentlemen, because chaos is about to be unleashed. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of Ringside Chaos, the professional wrestling discussion segment of the Bear of Texas podcast and Pain Train Pipe Bomb Productions. As usual, I am Alex Alcazaz, a.k.a. the Bear of Texas. And what kind of news do I have for you today? Well, it's quite frankly some very exciting content, because I know that wrestling fans that tune in exclusively to AEW, well, I can't imagine how exciting you are and how thankful you are for what a hell of a show Dynamite was. So first things first, Renee Paquette is All Elite. Of course, as you know, Renee Paquette was formerly Renee Young during her time in WWE, which went from 2012 to 2020. It's been speculated for a while that the possibility of her joining the promotion was strongly possible. We just didn't know when it was going to happen. Many wrestling fans that I've spoken to just felt it and felt it and felt it. They just didn't know when, but they would always say the same thing. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is she will join the promotion when the time is right. And the fact that Dynamite AEW held its first show overseas in Toronto, Ontario, Canada, well, that, ladies and gentlemen, was the perfect time, considering that Toronto, Ontario, Canada is Renee Paquette's hometown. Well. You know, recently, of course, we all know that Renee is married to Jon Moxley, and Jon Moxley recently signed a new 5-year contract with All Elite Wrestling, and the terms of that contract states that he's going to be more than just an in-ring talent. He's going to take on the role of a mentor and as a coach, and as I explained thoroughly in the previous episode, for a guy and a talent, for a dude that's been in wrestling for so long like Jon Moxley, those two particular roles, well, I think they're both great for Jon Moxley himself, and they're both great for the company, because I think it can help what's going on backstage, and it can basically maintain some law and some order. So it was basically spoken about. So Renee Young, basically, of course, on her show, it was called The Sessions with Renee Paquette. She actually she basically spoke about her signing with AEW. She even disclosed, you know, she has no plans to do commentary, although when she did commentary for WWE, it was one of the best things I've ever seen in professional wrestling. Renee excels as a commentator. She excels at backstage interviews. I mean, she excels at whatever duty you throw at her. You give her a role, whatever, she does amazing. Okay? She does even better than anybody can anticipate. She's just very, very good at her job, and the fans absolutely adore her. I mean, Renee has truly solidified herself as a very respectable pro wrestling personality. Quite frankly, she has established herself as a respected personality in sports and podcasting and news, whatever category you want to say. The bottom line is, Renee Young has truly earned her respect, and she has my respect, and she always will. And I cannot say how thankful I am for all that she has done. Me, as a journalist, I've actually watched her interviews, see how she does it, so I can actually learn to improve my interview skills. And Renee Young has taught me a lot, because much like her, I am also a broadcast journalist. So Renee, if by any freak of luck you happen to be listening, thank you so very much for all that you've done for the world of journalism, the world of professional wrestling. I am very, very grateful. And welcome to All Elite Wrestling. You absolutely deserve it. So she basically, in the comments that she said, again, in the Sessions with Renee Paquette, who's that's her podcast, which, by the way, is a tremendous show. I've listened to it many, many times. I strongly recommend that you listen to it if you haven't yet. So, obviously, she opened the show, basically. And I think, you know, Tony Khan, you know, revealed on social media about her signing with a promotion. So, you know, last night on Dynamite Show, she interviewed Christian Cage. She interviewed members of The Firm. She even interviewed Nyla Rose. So, I mean, and, you know, according to this source, you know, she's actually going to be interviewing, you know, Bryan Danielson in Wheeler, Utah as well. So basically, yeah, I mean, she's just getting started with All Elite Wrestling. And she did say that, you know, it's not going to negatively affect what she has going on with her show, which, again, is The Sessions with Renee Paquette. So, I guess we really don't have to be worried about anything. So, anyway. Well, she actually, according to this on the show, there was a quote, which is actually something I can definitely talk about. But, you know, the fact that she mentions that, you know, like, she's going to continue doing her show, weekly shows, you know, like that, you know, The Sessions. So, you know, like I said, you know, she said, you know, in one of her first quotes that her joining AEW does not affect The Sessions at all, other than getting more guests. But actually, even to give it a little nod about that, like, AEW has been great to us for booking guests as is. So, yeah. So basically, if anything, it's going to positively impact her show, because, like she just said, it's going to bring up more guests. So, you know, now that she's, you know, with AEW, she can, you know, get in more talents on the show. And like I said, you know, it's all an opportunity for her to take her career to the next level and take her show to the next level. And quite frankly, I'm absolutely excited. So, you know, when I saw this on Wrestling News about why she has no plans to do commentary, I mean, as much as I would love to see her do commentary, I mean, you know, I respect her decision. I mean, she has no plans to do it. You know, I think I would honestly believe if she's given the opportunity, then, you know, we'd have to wait and see. But regardless, whether she you know, chooses not to, or whether she does, I mean, either way, I'm happy for her, because, again, you know, I appreciate her for all that she's done for professional wrestling. And quite frankly, me as a huge fan of Renee, I'm just very, very happy and blessed to see that she's once again working in pro wrestling. So as far as her doing commentary, you know, she did, you know, kind of give out a lengthy quote, but she kind of said something like, no, no thanks, we don't need that, so we don't want that. So I don't know. I mean, honestly, if she just simply does not want to do it, then, you know, then that's that. I mean, she really doesn't have to go into full detail why. I mean, you know, she could explain why, but honestly, you know, like I said, you know, I think as much as a lot of wrestling fans would love to see her do commentary, I mean, when she did commentary at NXT, that was pure gold. You know, like I said, we're just happy that she is now All Elite. She's back in professional wrestling. So, again, you know, and seeing her do the backstage, you know, backstage interviews, I mean, that is honestly, you know, pure unique gold within itself. So, yeah. So, like I said, I mean, really, at the end of the day, we're just super blessed to see Renee back in professional wrestling. So, now, of course, this particular source, you know, about segments involving Jon Moxley, she actually acknowledges that she, quote, you know, we've never spoken about it, to be completely honest. It's not something we've spoken about, but the way I look at it and feel about it, and without the risk of sounding super cheesy, he has built something so special and so authentic and great with what he does. He is in such a great groove. He's the best. What he's been able to do within his time in AEW, the stuff he does on the indies, the stuff he does to do, he's like this pocket, and I never want to do anything to distract from that or get my own shit in there with what he's doing. So, I don't want to make the quote too, I mean, the quote is a whole lot longer, but, you know, I get it. So, I mean, you know, they've never spoken about it, but, you know, if there's any segments with her and Jon Moxley, then, you know, we'll have to see when that happens. But, you know, I just like how she kind of confirms it. So she kind of basically sets things straight, and, you know, kind of like that. So it's great. So you know, another thing, you know, there from the WrestlingInc.com, you know, I think it's basically to solidify, you know, she'll be continuing to do backstage interviews. And again, you know, that's tremendous. So, you know, and I like how, you know, of course, we know she worked from WWE from 2012 to 2020. And, of course, some people say her arrival in AEW is to stoke the flames on kind of the competition between AEW and WWE. You know, she basically, I like how she said that, you know, she said that she really, like, doesn't see it that way. I mean, basically what she said is this, and I quote, "People become very territorial about WWE versus AEW and all that. I want nothing to do with any of that," she's unquote. So, basically, and she further elaborates, you know, she loves everybody in both companies like that. So, she mentions how grateful she is for, you know, her time in WWE. So I like her. See, I like her saying that, you know, because, you know, for me, overall, you know, even though I did, you know, for a long time lose my religion with WWE, I lost major interest like that, as tough it is. But, you know, while, you know, when AEW first came on the scene, I was really fully invested in AEW and barely invested into WWE. So I kind of made that kind of thing became, I kind of basically jumped on the full AEW side. But really, I've basically kind of revealed myself as a fan. I don't want AEW to be better than WWE. I don't want WWE to be better than AEW. I just want to be the true wrestling fan that I am. I just want to have a lot of pro wrestling to look forward to. I want to be excited about AEW. I want to be excited about WWE. I want to be excited about the Ring of Honor, Major League Wrestling, AAA in Mexico, you know, New Japan Pro Wrestling, the independent circuit, you know, whatever. I just want to be excited as a huge wrestling fan. I want to have a lot on my plate as far as professional wrestling is concerned. Not only because I want to watch it, but because I want to be on this show and talk about it. Okay? I want to be that super exciting and grateful pro wrestling fan that has a lot, that even if it's super overwhelming, at least I have some content to put out on the show, which is exactly what I am doing now. So it's good to see that. I mean, but for me, in my case, I have harshly criticized WWE, especially for the last couple of years. I'm not going to deny that. I will fully admit it. I mean, you've seen the things I've probably said on Wrestling with a Bear, or things I might have already said on this show, or spoken to many other wrestling fans. But now that Triple H is in charge, you know, I am actually slowly, you know, regaining my religion and my faith with WWE. I mean, I'm not going to rush them. Triple H is making progress, so, you know, and again, I want to basically be at that point where I can fully solidify my status as just a wrestling fan that just loves professional wrestling, that one day, hopefully, all the wrestling promotions will work together. WWE, AEW, Major League Wrestling, New Japan, you know, all of them, everybody working together so pro wrestling can just be solidified in popularity as a whole, so we can have true professional wrestling, just like the days of the National Wrestling Alliance, more specifically the days of the territories wrestling. So, you know, all we can do is pray, and I'm sure that maybe one day it might happen, but, you know, WWE working with AEW, I mean, who knows how great that can be. I've spoken about it with Mr. David LaFon, I've spoken about it with Ricky, and, you know, we can all basically put out theories, we can have our opinions, but we just have to see when the time is right, if it happens, and God willing, it will be done great, and we can be super happy and blessed pro wrestling fans, and that's all I got to say about that. So again, to wrap it up with Renee, welcome back to the world of professional wrestling. You have been missed. It is such a blessing to have you back. I'm so excited. And you know what? I just cannot tell you how much of a fan I am and how excited I am for the future. Thank you very much, Renee, and good luck. So that wraps this part up. Now I want to take some time to speak about a certain professional wrestler that has been a huge part of All Elite Wrestling. Ladies and gentlemen, that would be Orange freaking Cassidy. Freshly squeezed Orange Cassidy, because finally, he has won a title with All Elite Wrestling. And one of my friends, who's a loyal listener of this show and all my shows, he asked me, Alex, well, he said, the Bear Man, rather, is it about time that Orange Cassidy finally has a title? And I asked myself, well, clearly this is a rhetorical question, because me and that particular fan have been huge fans of Orange Cassidy for quite a while. But rather, I said, absolutely, they put the title on Orange Cassidy. Oh boy, you know, him winning the All Atlantic Championship, I mean, that match, man, I mean, And seeing, you know, the fact that how he addressed the crowd after winning the title. I mean, the fact that the match was the freaking main event. Man, you see, this is where I really lose my train of thought, because the excitement is just so freaking overwhelming, okay? Because, you know, after the match, the crowd started chanting, "You deserve it." And Orange Cassidy got that pop, that reaction, the standing ovation that he has been deserving for such a long time. But for a long time, he has been over with the fans. The fans have wanted for a long time for him to be given a proper push. He is extremely popular. And the cameras went offline. So that means once Dynamite went off the air, I mean, he addressed the crowd saying, and I quote, "Hey, Canada, look what I did," unquote. But of course, you know, Chris Statlander comes out with a backpack. And we all know part of the Orange Cassidy character. He always carries the title in a backpack like that. So, you know, it's almost as if he was kind of breaking character, but also still being Orange Cassidy. So, I mean, Tony Khan even walked out even Tony Khan, you know, really felt like, you know, it's about time that we finally do this. And I'll admit, you know, some would say finally it took him long enough, but I feel like, you know what, look, it finally happened, but let's be honest, like, we finally had to wait till the time was finally right, and some would say this should happen a long time ago, maybe it should have, but, you know, the fact that Orange Cassidy has had a long rivalry with Pac for such a long time, I think it finally had to come down to this. They had to build it, and they finally did it, and it was done correctly. So, I mean, this is truly amazing. I'm really hoping he could be champion for a long time. I'm really hoping he can have some huge, high-profile matches, you know, like that. I mean, Orange Cassidy, again, is one of the biggest parts of AEW. I mean, we could talk about Jon Moxley being a huge part of AEW. I mean, Jon Moxley, Chris Jericho, you know, Sammy Guevara, all those guys. But, you know, and I mentioned the episode, you can't talk about AEW history without mentioning Jon Moxley. You know, quite frankly, you cannot talk about All Elite Wrestling history without mentioning Orange Cassidy. So, I mean, this, ladies and gentlemen, is huge. And I'm super grateful. I am super grateful. And I mean, I'm telling you, the fact that this was the main event, I mean, this is huge. I mean, the second Orange Punch, it took two of them for Orange Cassidy to win the title, but man, you know, the fact that Orange Cassidy, you know, having a belt, it's just, I mean, I can't imagine, you know, the reactions of other wrestling fans who have wrestling podcasts just like me. You know, you get so badly overwhelmed, like, you're just like, you can't even focus, so it's just, you know, the fact that, you know, at the title clash, you know, in September 21st at the Grand Slam special, you know, Orange Cassidy did challenge for the title, although Pac won it, of course, under cheating circumstances. You know, Pac's a heel, that's how they do it, so. But, you know, the fact that they finally did it, right? I mean, they built it, so, I mean, the celebration and everything, I mean, it all really speaks for itself, so. It's really been a quite a ride so far for Orange Cassidy. So, you know, who knows, you know, what's gonna happen next. You know, I imagine he's gonna, you know, be challenged in a rematch by Pac, and you know, we'll see what goes on from there. But, you know, moving forward, I couldn't even give a full proper list of how many talents, you know, Cassidy can actually defend the title against. So, I mean, we'll have to wait and see, but. But again, you know, the fact that he's finally AEW All-Atlantic Champion, the fact that he finally has a title, I mean, this is huge, so. This is absolutely huge. So, congratulations to Freshly Squeezed, you know. I'm really excited to see, you know, where he goes moving forward as well with his title being champion. But, you know, the fact that he won the title this way, they have to properly, you know, utilize him as the champion and make him a great champion and keep him, you know, and keep him well over with the fans. So, I really got to say about that. So, oh, man, you know, like I should mention, you know, I forgot to mention in the match, you know, Pac, of course, you know, tried to, you know, of course, you know, once again, you know, the heel tries to cheat, but then, you know, he gets thwarted. I think, you know, Danhausen, if I remember correctly, I think was all, yeah, Danhausen actually prevented Pac from cheating. So, you know, you kind of finally see the heel be thwarted by the baby faces. So, so the fact that Danhausen, you know, got involved, I mean, I guess, you know, moving forward, we might see Pac work matches with Danhausen moving forward. So, like that. So, you know, we'll have to wait and see, but again, you know, he's finally champion, and I'm very happy. So, again, congratulations to Orange Cassidy, and good luck moving forward. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that is going to be it for today. I'd like to thank everybody for joining me, and to remind you that Ringside Chaos is available to you on all streaming platforms, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, and YouTube. Thank you all very, very much for joining me today. And again, I'll see you next time. Peace out, everybody.
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.